This episode of eHealth Radio is brought to you by UNatural, empowering your health for those who burn the candle at both ends. Vitality combines potent super ingredients like zinc, ashwagandha, and holy basil to provide adrenal support, manage cortisol, fight fatigue, relieve stress, and maintain focused energy. Order now on unatural.com, risk-free for 90 days. Again, that is unatural.com.
This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we're visiting with Mr. Donovan Quill, the president and CEO of Optime Care. Optime Care is a nationally recognized pharmacy distribution and patient management organization maximizing therapeutic opportunities for the treatment of orphan and rare disorders. And Mr. Quill, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you very much for having me. I'm excited to speak with you.
Yes, sir. Awesome to have you with us. Looking forward to learning a few things about Optime Care. So if you would, and for our audience, tell us more about Optime Care, its goals, and who it serves.
Sure. So Optime Care is a, as you said, a nationally licensed and accredited specialty pharmacy, drug wholesaler, and patient service organization. We have a very, very interesting patient-first mindset in everything we do. And our mission is really to create that trusted path for fulfilled life for patients with ultra-orphan, orphan, and rare disease. We accomplish this mission by partnering with drug manufacturers from clinical trial stages through commercialization and throughout the entire life cycle of a product. And our goal is to really make it easy for those involved in the care of the patient and integrate as many services into a much more streamlined approach than what is typically seen in the specialty pharmacy market. Everything we do at Optime Care is based on experience, both personally and professionally, and we truly understand the patient journey. So you can see my family is affected by an orphan disorder called alpha-1 antitrypsin deficiency. It's a lung and or liver disorder that affects up to 100,000 patients, but there's only about 10,000 patients that are identified in the U.S. And I saw firsthand what a program like Optime Care's did for not only my father, but my entire family, his physicians, and the broader Alpha-1 patient community. When we founded Optime Care, my partners and I took what we learned from years in the pharmaceutical and specialty pharmacy industry and combined it with the personal experiences of my family and families like ours. Every person who works at Optime Care makes it personal and shares in our patient-first mantra.
And that kind of care certainly does make all the difference, especially in days like these. Now, what is considered a rare or orphan disease? Get into some of those details. Help better inform us on that.
Sure. That's a really, really good question. So I'm going to give you the Google semi-paraphrase definition, and then I'll give you the real-world experience, what we call the patient journey. So Google defines orphan disease as a disorder that's affecting less than 200,000 patients. So some examples of orphan disorders that people have and they probably heard of are hemophilia, cystic fibrosis, Huntington's disease, MS. And then others that are less recognizable are things like alpha-1 antitrypsin deficiency, pemphigus, Cushing's syndrome, cystinuria. So how most of us in the rare and orphan disease community have come to learn about orphan disease is through personal experience. So I'm going to walk you through a patient journey as someone who's experienced this firsthand. So think about when you have something wrong with you, you go to the doctor. So somebody has an orphan disease or a rare disease, goes to the doctor. Unfortunately, most of them have gone to an average of 3 to 5 different physicians or doctors. Most patients have spent an average of 7 to 10 years with symptoms. They've been tested for a number of different things. They may have even received treatment that eventually didn't work because there was some cause of the underlying condition or symptoms. Then we hear the statement from the physician. I'm going to test you for this extremely rare thing that I don't think you have, but I want to rule it out. You go home and you're called back into the doctor's office. where the doctor tells you that you do in fact have this extremely rare thing that they were only testing to rule out. The doctor goes on to explain the disease state and the treatment available. The doctor believes that they did a good job because the patient nor the caregiver had any questions. What the patient heard was that I have this disease I've never heard of, and it's going to be treated with something that I can't even pronounce. The caregiver heard, my loved one has a disease I have never heard of, and now I'm going to try and figure out how to get this medication that's needed for my loved one to stay alive. The caregiver and the patient both say to themselves, I'm sure this is going to be difficult. How am I going to do this? And that's where OptimiCare comes in, or a company like OptimiCare. With our patient-first approach to care, we're there to help guide and walk beside the patient, caregiver, and healthcare provider every step of the way. OptimiCare provides a level of individualized care focused on education and support that the patient and caregiver need around the therapy they've just been prescribed.
Well, I think it's fantastic what you're offering in the space, and thank you so much for breaking this down and helping us understand what are rare and orphan diseases. That certainly better helps us to understand your response there. Now, what is the definition of a specialty pharmaceutical? How many drugs are currently on the market and how many in development?
Yeah, so that's an awesome question. So there's hundreds of specialty pharmacy products on the market, and there's many, many more in development. So just as many in development that are on the market. They're used in all different disease states, and some are even novel therapies that patients have been waiting for or still waiting for. So when you look at the true definition of specialty pharmaceutical from Wikipedia, I'm taking this right from Wikipedia where everybody goes, right? It's a drug that is classified as high cost, high complexity, and needs some high touch. What most people don't realize is that some of these specialty drugs are used to treat diseases that have very small patient populations. So let's look at some of the programs that OptimiCare has managed. We have one that has 16 patients in the entire U.S. We have others that only have 500 patients. Even our largest patient program that we've managed has 5,000 patients. So we really focus on the rare of the rare. So looking at that, think about the time and investment that the pharmaceutical companies have made for a product to get approved, especially with patient populations that small. Think about the complexity that will go into taking to get that product to the patient. And think about the high-touch support that's needed in order to focus on the needs of the patient and caregiver, healthcare provider, and pharmaceutical manufacturer. That's when we really work our magic, and that's when we get involved. Through our patient-first care models, OptimiCare provides that support that's needed to ensure that that patient gets their medication.
Thank you so much for that response and information. That is most helpful, no doubt about that. Now, here's what your adrenal system needs: zinc, ashwagandha, holy basil, and rhodiola. What it doesn't need is another cup of coffee. Get natural support at unatural.com. Take 15% off of our 100% pure formula with eHealth 15 at checkout on unatural.com. Again, that's eHealth 15 at eunatural.com. Today, we're visiting with Mr. Donovan Quill. He is the president and CEO of OptimiCare, a nationally recognized pharmacy distribution and patient management organization maximizing therapeutic opportunities for the treatment of orphan and rare disorders. He's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Health News and Pain Management Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Mr. Quill, how does OptimiCare ensure that patients get their drugs?
Another great question. So we just walked through the complex nature of specialty drugs, and one of the biggest complexities is ensuring the patient gets the medication they need. So there's a lot of steps that go into this process. Patient's understanding and comfort around the drug and disorder, payer reimbursement, is the drug covered, how are they going to afford it, is there financial assistance, there's many different authorizations that the payers require, all the different diagnostics that the patients have to go through, letters of medical necessity from the physicians, logistics and delivery. All of those things, and then it all starts over again when you have to do a refill for those products. So OptimiCare takes care of all those things by developing a team that's 100% dedicated to the patient, caregiver, healthcare provider, and disease state and drug they serve. With a patient-first mindset, this dedicated team establishes an individualized care plan for each and every individual patient based on the needs and level of comfort of that individual patient. The patient and caregiver, healthcare provider, will all be assigned a care coordinator and a pharmacist specifically to them that will work together to ensure the patient receives their medication and all those wraparound services that's needed to ensure understanding, compliance, and adherence. By being 100% dedicated, the team develops relationships and a level of expertise that is unmatched. These relationships we have formed, some of the interesting things that we've seen are patients that stop by our offices as they drive across country on vacation. We have doctor's offices that when they diagnose a particular disorder, they say, just call Tiffany, one of the care coordinators who work here. And the real proof is really in the data. Most people want to see that there's a particular level of compliance, patient retention, product utilization, and program satisfaction. And here at OptimiCare, we have nearly 90% of all of those things with nearly all of our programs.
That's certainly some positive and some good news right there on that front. Thanks for that. What are your relationships with healthcare payers? Touch on that if you would.
The relationships with the healthcare payers, or what some call plans, are key because they're really the gatekeepers in determining if a drug is covered. So most of us know what health insurance we have or what insurance coverage we go through. We carry that card in our wallet for when we need to go to the doctor's office or we pick up our prescriptions at Walgreens, CVS, or any of those local pharmacies. However, what most people have no clue about is what really goes into getting a drug covered. Nor would most people even have an understanding of where to begin when it comes to navigating a particular health plan's coverage options. A large piece of what OptimiCare does is navigate the plan's policy to determine what is necessary to get the medication covered. The dedicated care coordinator that we discussed earlier begins this process with the patient and physician's office as soon as we receive the prescription for the drug. During the program welcoming call, the care coordinator explains to the patient their coverage in terms that the patient understands. Then they discuss options around financial assistance programs, co-pays, out-of-pockets, affordability, and additionally, the care coordinator will assist the physician's office in understanding what is needed from the office to show the plan or the healthcare provider or healthcare plan why the physician prescribed this particular drug. By having that dedicated team allows OptimiCare to understand all the nuances that go into those health plans approval process and allows for relationships to be formed with key decision makers across all healthcare plans. So in reality, it's vital for a specialty pharmacy to have a relationship with all payers and plans to make sure they can effectively navigate that payer paradigm.
Mr. Quill, certainly appreciate your visiting us here today, informing us well on OptimiCare and for what you do in this space as well. Where can listeners get more details and tap into this awesome opportunity?
Yep, you can learn more about OptimiCare at www.optimicare, that's OptimiCare.com. Or you can contact me directly via the website and ask any questions. We're in business to take care of the patients and everything we must do to have a patient-first mindset. If you have that mindset, everything else will fall into place.
You certainly can't go wrong with a mindset like that. Again, Mr. Quill, all the best. Keep doing what you're doing, and thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much.
And certainly our pleasure. We've been speaking with Mr. Donovan Quill, the president and CEO of OptimiCare, a nationally recognized pharmacy distribution and patient management organization, maximizing therapeutic opportunities for the treatment of orphan and rare disorders. And for further details, visit OptimiCare.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.
This episode of eHealth Radio was brought to you by UNatural, empowering your health for those who burn the candle at both ends. Vitality combines potent super ingredients like zinc, ashwagandha, and holy basil to provide adrenal support, manage cortisol, fight fatigue, relieve stress, and maintain focused energy. Order now on unatural.com, risk-free for 90 days. Again, that's eunatural.com.